Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Have your host, James, here. Just realizing it's October, Kayla.
I know, it's wild.
It really crept up on us.
And it's not just October 1st, it's October 2nd.
It's crazy.
So we've missed a day.
Kayla Rumbalski joining us right now from UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Always good hanging out with you, Kayla. Thanks a lot for being here. I tease about that and I joke about it. I know you are too. But to that point, we are getting towards the end of the year here. A big part of your job, as you were saying in our pregame and everything, is planning for 2026, is planning ahead.
Right. It seems like as soon as October hits, we are on this downward slope. At least in my life, particularly, you know, you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween. Let's not forget Halloween. I'm already backing myself up here. And then my two young children have birthdays, and then I'm in the middle of January, and I don't know what happened in the last 2 months.
So. Could not agree with you more. In my 20-some years in radio, I learned really quick, this is the go time. This is really, right? We get busy around this time. It's a little bit in October, but especially in November, from November to the probably first week of January, it is incredibly busy in this industry.
It's just wild. Yes.
And a lot of people, I think, can relate to that. It's busy. Even if you are retired, this time tends to be a
Absolutely.
Bit busier time of the year and everything. So as we're doing a little bit of housekeeping and such and looking ahead to 2026, what are you planning for? What are you working on? We'll get into some of that. If you don't mind, I think starting with the Housing Summit is a good place for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are planning on behalf of the regional team of Centergy. So Centergy serves a 5-county region. That's our regional economic development organization. It's led by our friend Angel Laidlaw. Angel formerly worked for the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber. And Angel serves through Centergy, Lincoln, Marathon, Portage, Wood, and Adams County. So this housing summit that we're planning is for central Wisconsin, and it's for those 5 counties that I just mentioned. It will be on April 15th, 2026. Tax Day. You can come celebrate it with us at the Housing Summit. And we specifically will have a focus on reinvigorating existing housing stock. So James, you and I have had this conversation before. We talk about housing, and I know that you talk about it with our legislators as well, like just the shortage of housing. And so we talk about that problem a lot, and we say like, well, we just need more housing. We need more housing. We need more people to build. And that's part of it. But also we have a lot of housing stock that's dated, that maybe could use some updates. And so we're going to talk in this housing summit specifically about how to kind of reinvigorate that existing housing stock. How can we make those updates? How can you put your home to work for you? You know, is there something that you could do with some creative solutions like accessory dwelling units or other ways to really turn your home into an investment?
DIYing is one of the bigger things that has come up in the last 20 years, 15 years, whatever it's been and everything. And so a lot of that it stems around people wanting to do things around the home and make their house nicer or something. A lot of that time is to sell the home or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be the case, but there's no reason not to do this just for you and yours.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
That's just as good of a reason as any and just as much incentive, I would think.
Yes.
Now, to be able to do it on an affordable budget, to be able to do it for...
Right.
And if I could be blunt, and it's nothing against YouTube, you know, or anything like that, but when you're able to do it face-to-face, when you're able to do it with people who are from your area or a like area of yours, there's just a relatability that they're gonna get and they're going to understand at something like this housing summit that you wouldn't get if you were, going to Vermont for this or something.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're going to talk about, you know, talking about YouTube and just the trades industry, one of the things that we're going to talk about at this summit is the fact that there are fewer people than ever before going into those industries, right? You try to find a builder, you try to find an electrician or a plumber. Unfortunately, those professions are becoming fewer and fewer because fewer people are entering into those trades. And so that will be part of the focus of this housing summit. We'll have a session on building the workforce with our partners at Midstate or local colleges and programs to talk about how we can continue to kind of keep the pipeline flowing, so to speak, of talent and of the people that are in that industry.
I know from talking to Melissa and some others, it's similar for women. But to all my fellow men out there, go ahead and try to find somebody to tailor your suit.
Right.
Doesn't exist. I tried for over a year to find somebody locally to do that. And I finally found one person, and she told me, I'll look at it. She said she'd look at it. She didn't even say she would do it. She said she would look at it, but she wouldn't look at the shoulders. Because if you mess up the shoulders, it could mess up the whole suit. And she didn't even want to touch it. So we never even met. We never even got together. Like, and that was one person in the, and granted, I was looking in central Wisconsin, but I mean, central Wisconsin.
Right,
I mean, anything, if you think I'm talking about this city, I probably called that city.
Yeah.
It's just an example, but it's also another note of one of these industries. We don't want that to happen with this.
Right.
We can't let this happen with this.
Right.
Tailoring is important, but it ain't as important as building homes.
Absolutely.
As somebody who comes from that life a little bit, growing up in construction and working on so many homes in my life and everything, from talking from basements to home improvement jobs to just building the structure, the skeleton of a home or something, there is such a rewardingness to that job. I think a lot of people, you know, we've touched on this, especially during the pandemic, they go from, I don't want a job anymore, I want a career.
Right.
And it, what they're saying there is not just they want a career, as in I want a good paycheck and I want something that I can maybe get a 401k and a retirement with. I heard a lot of that. I want something that's rewarding.
Right.
My bonuses aren't just, oh, vacation days. I want to feel good. I want to get done with my day. And yes, I'm tired, but boy, I feel good about the work I just did. There are very few industries that offer that like construction does. Yeah. My father has been retired for over 20 years. Just like 2 weekends ago, cheering to cheer him up a little bit, I took him. We were driving around town looking at buildings he worked on.
Sure. Absolutely.
Looking at, you know,
seeing things. That lasting impact of the work that you've done.
Man, yeah. It really does have that kind of impact working on these things. I know an uncle of mine who, when he was with us, would drive around Chicago at the different houses he helped build.
Sure.
And just taking a little pride in it, just a, you know, a smile that, yeah, oh, look what they did to the front there, how they changed it up a little bit and stuff.
Right.
And there is a rewardingness to construction, as well as a good paycheck that can come from it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially, I mean, if you look at the specialized industries, so construction, yes, but you know, your welders, your plumbers, there are some pretty great benefits and pay that come with those roles. So definitely something to think about as we think about this housing shortage that we have and all of the different perspectives that play a role in it.
Like so many things, it's never, oh, just point to this and that's the problem.
Right.
There's a lot of layers to this, and you can not only find out more about that on a real chance to, no middleman, just straight up the person, people talking, getting this information, but also I think learn more about these industries, and to people that want to be a part of these industries, this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
What are the dates again for it?
So the Housing Summit will be April 15th, 2026. That is a Tuesday at UW Stevens Point, in Stevens Point at their Point campus, in the Dreyfus University Center.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And Kayla, a couple other things we wanted to touch on with you coming up in the next year. And of course, clean sweep, one of the bigger things that we talk about together.
So a good segue from housing. You know, we talk about housing. Maybe you did do a DIY project on your house. Maybe you put on a deck and you have a bunch of stain left over from putting on that deck. What are you going to do with all that extra stain? You can bring it to clean sweep. Thank you. Let me tell you, the clean sweep numbers that we saw this year in 2025 were totally unprecedented. We served about 386, off the top of my head, residents in our two events. That is more than double what we served last year. I think it's actually more than triple what we served last year. And so there's definitely a need out there, and the word is getting out, and we're so glad to hear that. And thank you to partners like WFHR who are helping us to spread that word. But Clean Sweep is coming up. It will, moving forward, be twice annually. It will be the Saturday after Memorial Day and the Saturday after Labor Day. So if you're using those weekends to do your spring cleanup and your fall cleanup, this is a great time to think about, what do you have laying around the house that you can bring to clean sweep? So those dates are May 30th, 2026. That will be in Marshfield, and September 12th, 2026 in Wisconsin Rapids. So definitely save the date for those. There are, of course, ways to safely dispose of hazardous wastes in between those events, but sometimes those have different fees associated with them, or you have to drive out of county. So these two two events are a great way to dispose of those items that may have been sitting in your garage for 30 years, but now you want them out. Save it for clean sweep and bring it by.
Two just side notes about this. One, a big credit to the organizers of this event, really listening to their community, seeing in their community a need. And addressing that not only once, but twice a year, giving that option to locals in those areas. It's a really huge benefit. And it's really encouraging to see that. We don't get a ton of that always in society. And it's really nice to be heard and to see that even with people not necessarily saying it out loud, seeing that they're saying it with their actions and the need of this. And to the point that you make of those numbers being higher every year, it shows the community needs it.
Right.
Also, shout out to the community and the people that are recycling these things the right way.
Absolutely.
Not to say that you necessarily deserve a pat on the back for doing the right thing, but in this day and age, I think you
We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you.
Big thank you to all 300 of those people and everything that are getting rid of these products the right way, which not only benefits our earth so much better, but is just smarter on economic level and so many other things. Never forget, everybody, the damage we do is going to get cleaned up eventually, and the check's going to come eventually. Might as well start cutting on it now, and you can do that by doing these kind of things. That's great. Clean sweep, we'll be talking much more about as we get closer to it, of course.
Absolutely.
And we'll have you back on. We'll talk about it a little bit more in detail.
Yeah.
And one of our favorite events, Science by the River, right around the corner.
It is. Yeah. Mm. So we talked about 2026. Now we're going to hammer in on just a couple of days from today, Saturday, October 18th. My colleagues, Jen and Anna, in the Extension office have been hard at work planning for Science by the River. This is one of my favorite events each year. I've got two young children, as James and I have talked about in the past, and they love this event. So it goes from Ben Hansen Park all the way up to Veterans Memorial Park along the beautiful Wisconsin River. There are tons of interactive science stations that kiddos and adults alike can enjoy. One of the coolest stories I think that came from this event last year is that the Central Wisconsin ham radio operators were there.
Yeah.
And a middle schooler was able to, so they were trying out ham radio and they were actually able to talk to someone on the International Space Station.
It's crazy.
Just because of the time of day it was and the way that it, you know, it picked up. Like, how crazy is that? That's at Science awesome. By the River in Wisconsin Rapids, they got to talk to someone in space. In space.
It's wild.
Yeah, so that's my testament to the cool things that happen at Science by the River. But it's gonna be super fun, and I highly encourage everyone to come out.
This is such a wonderful event on many different levels. And one of the things that's cool about it certainly is it's a free event for families.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones where you can take the course if you'd like, but you can also just stop by stations if you want. Oh, this one's interesting to me. This one, maybe not as much. So you stop at one and not the other, maybe. The weather looks nice. Looks like it's going to be a really good day for it so far. Fingers crossed, everybody knock on wood. I'm going to slip Mother Nature a 20 and see if that helps a little bit.
That's a good idea.
it's a great event, not only for kids to learn and kids to learn in a fun way, but hey, adults, you know, you learn some stuff too here. It's a really fun one. And as it's getting colder out, we know we get more and more stuck indoors. Get outside.
Right.
Enjoy the nature. Yeah. That
especially
alone.
This fall has been so unseasonably warm. So definitely let's make the best of it while we can. And this is another great way to do that. One of the other things that I saw recently, so Science by the River is actually part of the Wisconsin Science Festival. So there are science activities happening all across the state that week. Really cool that Wisconsin Rapids and Wood County right here are a part of it. And I also was just reading the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover, their newsletter. My children are big fans of Food and Farm. And Food and Farm is going to be there. They're going to have an interactive exhibit for kids to enjoy. So definitely a reason to stop out and do the activities.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, of course they're there. Yeah, that makes perfect sense they would be there. Good on them for being there. Really good people over there. Great work being done over there. That's so cool. We'll talk more certainly about this next week, Science by the River, and get people really excited for it, get them ready for it and everything. But if people were curious about maybe the layout or learning more about it, is there a way somewhere we can send them something they can learn that?
Yeah, so they can go to Extension's website. It's also, the event has a strong social media media presence. So that's probably the best way, is if you're on Facebook, if you're connected to social media, go out to Facebook and search for Science by the River Wisconsin Rapids. It'll pull up the event. There's also been some coverage of it with the State Science Festival, as I just mentioned. So you can find it on their website. If you Google it, it'll come up.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do.
That website, that the UW website, is another great one, a great resource. I was just looking through their events page, and there's all that there for you, and so many other things, because we really scratch the surface when you guys join us. We get into a lot of great information, but there's always so much more out there.
Absolutely.
Extension.wisc.edu, extension.wisc.edu. And if you just throw into your searcher engine UW extension, it'll pretty much pop up right away. You'll be able to find it. And we'll talk more about it certainly on our shows. Kayla, if people have follow-up questions specifically for you, want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, good question. They could send me a carrier pigeon. I've said this for months. Someone has to take me up on it.
Please, somebody do it. Melissa's got pigeons.
We'll see about it.
We'll look into that.
Yes,
we'll look into
please. It. Absolutely. More realistically, they could probably send me an email or give me a call. So I've got this crazy Polish last name, but email is krumbalski. I assure you, it's not as crazy as it sounds. You can spell it out, guys. RomBalski at wisc.edu.
Appreciate you, Kayla, so much. Looking forward to hanging out again real soon. Say hi to the UW Extension staff for us, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, James.
Big thank you to you, all you listeners out there, for joining us, and of course, Crockett Septic, for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.